Good morning, 738, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Wednesday at about this time, we connect with Mayor Grover Robinson, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm going to just tell you, I love to see the sun in the morning instead of the rain in the morning. That always makes me happy. So that's a very good thing to see. Hey, I have a couple of kind of like just catch-up questions, things I don't know the answers to that you would at least have some perspective on. One of them is the Streamline Boats deal where they were going to be coming to the Port of Pensacola. Where are we at on that? Are we in process?
No, exactly. We had significant damage to the facility. They were just about starting to get in there, and then we had the Sally. We worked for a while with our insurance company to get a settlement. We've hired that to turn over construction, and it's now just starting to happen. They are working to get their facility the way they wanted to do it. They're gonna have to make some, they had to make a pretty significant investment into it anyway, so. Now it's between fixing the repair damage from Sally and doing that. My understanding is they are underway on that construction, and they're supposed to be moving forward on that.
Okay. All right. Very good. So do we have even at this point an estimated time frame of when they're going to start building those boats on site there, or are we still not sure?
I haven't talked to Amy about it on just timeline, but I know I've talked to her to know they were moving forward with getting construction and the repair done, because that building took significant damage. That's probably one
right.
of the that building took probably the most damage of any building with Sally.
Okay,
that we had,
and that was the one that is offshore inland's building that kind of laid dormant for a while and is having to be repaired. And it's a big box in the middle of the port, so no doubt it
correct,
makes sense.
Correct, and you can see through it right now if you
yeah.
drive by the port. It's the one that had all the panels came off and everything else. So it had fairly significant damage
okay.
with Sally.
All right. The other thing is we're looking at sort of related to port matters is we're looking at the ferry. At least one of them may be coming back, maybe next week. It seems like every time I hear an announcement about this, it's next week. Are we actually going to see these things running next week?
I know. It's disappointing. I was told this happened, and so I called Amy. I was like, what's going on? You'll never believe this, but apparently – When the first boat came out, and they were trying to work with it to get everything and test it, make sure all the stuff. Apparently, it got hit by a barge. So apparently,
no
barge problem.
The ferries that got damaged in the storm because they were pushed up onto the ferry, the portage there, or whatever. They now got subsequently damaged by a barge.
That's what I heard from Amy and Clark. No, so it's got to get it went back in to get some repair, and then of course they had the one that they were aiming for about this time, the second one. So I was like, no way, you can't make this stuff up. A barge hit it.
No.
So that's where that is. We're hoping that the second one that was supposed to be finished up here in April is going to be here very shortly. So again, it's been frustrating, one thing after the other. But again, they're hopefully supposed to be here with that second boat, and then we should have the other boat back in fairly short order after that.
And it's still not going to be running out to Fort Pickens. It's only going to be running over to Soundside on the Pensacola Beach, right?
That's correct.
It. Okay.
Correct. That's the idea that we talked about. But again, we don't control the boats. When they get here, they get here, and it's just been unfortunate that every time we're told something we don't have, it turned out that didn't happen. What happened? So
we're
waiting for them.
I do have
we
to
know,
ask.
We know this.
I have to ask. In the interest of everybody, is going to ask the same question. Was it a Skanska barge?
I don't know. Skanska doing any work in Bible battery, but
okay,
it wasn't confirmed. I didn't ask that question, but I will say this much: everything I've been told is when a boat shows up, it is 1 week from getting started. So that's what I've been told. So if you see one show up in Pensacola, that means we're a week away from getting started on operations.
All right, very good. Well, I mean, terrible, but okay, fair enough. The other kind of just follow-up question that people periodically ask me is the monument. Obviously, it's been removed from Lee Square. It was put in storage. Do we have any disposition, any future, any what's going to happen with the pedestal or the obelisk?
I brought that up to council, if you remember, back in January, and council clearly said they were not interested in hearing about it. Council would have to make a decision, just like they do on taking down anything from parks and putting anything up in parks or where it goes. They also handle disposition of property. So at this point, no one on council seems interested in discussing this item. I brought it up to them, and if you remember the meeting we had, they said they didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Despite the fact that it was actually a council member who had brought it up just the month before. But, you know, that one is waiting for them to decide when they're ready.
Okay. As something that you and I have talked about, obviously the big news from a couple weeks ago is that you weren't going to run for re-election, and you were kind of name-checked in a New York Times article over the weekend about how across the country that's been an issue for people. You and I many times talked about who might run for the office, and now we, of course, know that Sheriff Morgan is going to run for office, and I don't think I've had a chance to ask you your reaction to that announcement, but kind of, you know, you're here with me on the radio. Any reaction to Sheriff Morgan's announcement?
You know, I mean, in a lot of ways, since I'm not running, I was happy to hear it because there's a lot of negativity around the job is swirling, and now that he becomes the person that's already in, you didn't have to get in this early. You probably see all that negativity swirling there. It allows us to stay focused on just go doing the things we want to do, which is good. There's a lot of discussion coming on here talking about the next one. So from that standpoint, I'm very happy that's going on, and he can take all the negativity that's associated with the position. But you know, it was interesting to me, just, you know, some of the things that were said in there. You know, I mean, we're having a discussion right now about what do we do with hashtag and the things that we're doing, trying to make downtown more walkable. And I think if you're in this position, you've got to be figuring out solutions and answers. And I didn't hear anything about answers and things he wants to do for the community. I just heard no roundabouts, which the only roundabout we did was the one that the neighborhood, I believe there's only one roundabout in the city. And it was actually requested by the neighborhood, which he asked about collaboration. So it just seemed odd, all of it. But, you know, it's a long way to go on it. But the main thing for me is I'm happy somebody else can have those discussions, debates, and they can take the negativity. We can get some good stuff done. We had the, like I said, we had last night, we had the beginning of the hashtag. We're having one tonight at the Maritime Park. You know, we're trying to move forward on the things that we've talked about, and how do we make downtown more walkable? How do we figure out? You know, certainly that's more sustainable for growth. Like I talked to y'all the other day, I mean, we are sitting poised coming out of COVID, probably having the most significant positive momentum of any place in the United States, and you know, that didn't happen by accident. We're working hard, but we got to stay on top of it. You can't let go for anything, and so we're trying to set ourselves up to be to deal with this walkability project and then go from there. But we're creating the kind of community people want to be in, and it shows. I mean, look at real estate prices, look at demand,
right?
Look at what's happening in the community. It's showing that people want to be here. Like I told you, we got to start focusing on how we create supply for to make sure that we have places for people to live and we don't get priced out.
Right, absolutely. And we had a really good conversation about that with David Peden the other day as well. Mayor Grover Robbins, I guess there is one other roundabout coming at the foot of the landing for the bridge, but that's a whole different deal entirely.
Yeah, that's a DOT one. That's
right,
DOT
exactly.
One,
Mayor Grover Robinson, Mayor of Pensacola, great to have you on the show as always. Look forward to talking to you next Monday at the press conference. Thanks for the time, sir.
Absolutely, Andrew. You take care. Thanks.